Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Now sometimes they're bad.
Need something to keep me cool.
Hey, everybody.
Now sometimes they're bad. Need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Mikey's got something for you.
Tell you what it is.
I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, I'm your eyes, you remain, baby. Stop me when I pass.
I think you know the theme that's going on here, right?
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
You know the song? Do you know the song?
Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular style.
All right, come on.
I got four banana, Dixie cups.
Sing it.
All flavors in a bunch of two. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Send all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to the Stranger Danger Podcast, where today I'm finally coming back to you after, I don't know, a while. But some of you may notice that there's a video of me too. Hi. I'm trying to record this at the same time as putting a video together because this is a very special Stranger Danger. First of all, for those watching the video, I'm wearing my Hogwarts shirt today in honor of Mr. Michael Gambon, who was Dumbledore in 6 of the Harry Potter movies, and he passed away. So rest in peace, Dumbledore. Rest in peace, Michael Gambon. Dumbledore, I don't want to spoil things, but if you've read the books and seen the movies, you know how that all works out. So, folks, I am here on video because, as you may have seen from the title, this is part one of a series of episodes I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be tasting something. Let's put it that way. But I want to jump. I don't want to jump ahead. I'm getting too ahead of myself. Just want to give a quick update to me. Now you might see new glasses. I got new glasses. You might hear a deeper voice. I'm not quite sure how that happened, except I have been sick. I was sick for, let's say, a couple weeks ago. I'll just say I tested positive for something. Ooh, we all know what it was. My first time was 3 or 4 days before I was supposed to go get the booster vaccine and the flu shot. And I was like, I don't feel so good. And then, boom, all of a sudden it went everywhere. My parents got it. My wife got it. I got it. Well, I had it. My doggie, she was fine. So I took a few days out of work. I should have probably taken more, but I work from home. So last week I kind of half worked, half kind of just struggled. But this, if I get to keep this deeper voice, it was all worth it. Mostly coughing. But they loaded me with medicine. And the fatigue was, I was so tired. I was just like, oh, I was watching Survivor yesterday and someone couldn't climb something. And I thought, I couldn't climb that either. I don't know if it was just I'm so used to being tired now, but that's not what this is about. I just wanted to give you a quick update to say that number is number one. Number two, the Stranger Writers today, or was it yesterday, they tweeted out, we're back. So party time, right? Because look at that. I even have some water here. Disgusting water. Ugh. They're back. They're back at work. Now we need the actors to be off strike and let's get cracking on Stranger Things 5. That's number one. Obviously, that's big news in the world of Stranger Things. Of course, we saw the Stranger Things play. They've cast some people. I feel like I should do a whole separate episode going through the cast. I think that would be fun. And number three, am I going A, B, three? Who knows? There is going to be, well, if you've heard in the comic book world, there is Tales of Hawkins. And I saw that the collection of Tales of Hawkins is coming out in January. And I thought to myself, well, that's just too far away. So I'm buying them as single issues. And instead of doing one episode where I cover the full four parts of Tales from Hawkins, because I feel like these are each going to be kind of their own thing, I thought it'd be more fun to do four separate episodes to talk about the each issue from Tales of Hawkins. But that's for the book club. This is not the book club. This is the Tasters Club. Maybe we could say something like that. As you may be aware, Stranger Things put out a specific treat for the world, and they put out a Scoops Ahoy ice cream. I'm just looked up real quick. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 flavors. So if I play my cards right, there'll be 7 episodes of Stranger Danger. Not going to be very long, because how long can they be? Where we discuss ice cream. We discuss Scoops Ahoy, and I try out each flavor of Scoops Ahoy. There's Triple Decker in Extravaganza, USS Butterscotch, pretty great, Mint Flare, Chocolate Pudding, The Void, Pineapple Upside Down, excuse me, still got a cough, Pineapple Upside Down, which, perfectly named, but there's also one called Cinnamon Bun Bites. Now, I love cinnamon. I love cinnamon coffee. I love cinnamon ice cream. I love cinnamon cinnamon. If I could put cinnamon on my cinnamon, I would have cinnamon toast crunch. Mwah, mwah, mwah. The best. And, folks, I have some right here. Cinnamon Bun Bites. Scoops Ahoy. Brought to you by Netflix. Look at that. Available only at Walmart. Which is fine, because like a month ago, I started doing my grocery shopping at Walmart. There's no ad. I was doing the thing where you put it on the app, you go pick it up at the store, and they put it in the back of your car, and you're good to go. I did, maybe 2 weeks ago, I put in Cinnamon Bun Bites, and the night before they said, we've sold out, you can't have that. And I cried for about 55 minutes. But then I tried it again this week, and boom, I didn't even, like, I forgot. I checked, I put everything in at home, put stuff in the freezer, and I said, oh my God, it's happening. But it's not happening yet. I'm putting it down here. We'll get to it. Before we get to that, I wanted to play a few little Stranger Danger Hotline messages that we got in from Alan and from Kennedy. First up is a voicemail from Alan.
Hello, it is your friend Ish Allen from Detroit, Michigan.
Friend Ish.
And I'm just calling in because I have a good idea for a podcast that you guys that you can start. It is, don't have a name for it yet, but I'm thinking it can be about rock/metal, music, news, blah, 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 and reviews about songs, your stories with songs, etc., etc. Sorry, I just have to get the song out of my head.
TNT. Dynamite.
Sorry, I just had to do that to show off my guitar skills. I know I'm just a beginner, but That took me a long time to do. Thank goodness it's finally over.
That is awesome.
That's it. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Alan, dude, number one, awesome that you're learning guitar and playing guitar. And that sounded really cool. It reminded, was it TNT from AC/DC or was it something you created? It reminded me of, oi. Oi, to see me ride out on the sunset on your color TV screen. That's what that reminded me of, which was very cool. So awesome on that. Your idea for a music podcast. I've actually had a music podcast. If you go to fansnotexperts.com and you just search Iron Maiden, you may not know them. They're old men. They're older than me, which makes them very old. They were old when I first saw them. 32 years ago, when I was a freshman in high school, I went to go see Iron Maiden and Anthrax. And guess what? 2022, I saw Iron Maiden. And 2023, I saw Anthrax. So my tastes haven't changed. But I did a thing called the Maiden Fan Podcast, where I made a podcast. This was like 2007. They're all there. They're you can listen to them on the website. And then, excuse me, I'm still coughing here and there. Gross. So from there, I the podcast died, and then I brought it back for a while, and then I stopped doing it again, and then I changed it to something called Maiden Order. It's a play on words, where I was going to take every Iron Maiden song and play them and do a podcast on each one in order. And I did that for about eight episodes or seven. I didn't even make it through the first album, and I was like, this is too much work. It became a chore. I was trying to do it on a weekly basis. It became work. And then I said, I'm going to take a week off. I'm going to take 2 weeks off. And then like, it's been like years since I've done it. So it's there, it's available. You can listen to it, but it hasn't been updated in a long time. And I'm probably not going to redo that one. My cousin does a podcast called the Metallicast, not the Metallicast, which is about Metallica. I've been on that a couple times. That's all at fansnotexperts.com as well. It's 100% focused on Metallica, but and he still does it. It hasn't been as updated because he likes to spend time with his children. But you know, he just went to Metallica. He had stuff for the new album. He went to see him. I think he went to see him for that No Repeat Weekend. I'm going to one of the shows next year. So I'm excited about that. And then I've always had this other idea for a music podcast. I haven't done it. It's called Made You Listen, where you have two guys or two hosts, two people, not guys, you know, two people hosting. And you force the other one to listen to a song that you really like that they might not like. And then you get their opinion and they force you to listen to a song too. So it's like, I'll send my friend a YouTube video sometimes and I don't hear anything. He's not going to listen, or I know he's not going to listen. And I'm thinking sometimes you might like Dragon Force, or you might like this European power metal band. Probably not, but there's a chance a song here or there that you won't listen to, you might, you know, finally like. I've always wanted to force Faith No More on my friends. I love them. But that's another idea for a podcast I've had called Made You Listen, which I just thought would be fun. But the idea that you have is awesome too. And thank you so much for another voicemail, and keep rocking, dude. This next voicemail is from our friend Kennedy.
Hi, Stranger Things podcast. I heard what happened. No, it doesn't. Customizing my Funkos does not mean ripping their heads off and stuff. Okay. My Robin season 3 pop had darker hair, so I decided, oh, I'm going to take some light brown paint and I'm going to paint over it to make it look better, like the way my Hawk's hair looks in the show. And I did. And then I also figured out, oh, I had Robin's book.
Awesome.
And I also figured out, oh, there's this brand called Kuposke, which are figures with like acrylic eyes, and they have made Schneider things of them, and I have 11 in her season 3 mall outfit. I love your podcast. Awesome. I listened to it, and you should listen to Scoops Ahoy podcast with Whitney and Colin. It's Scoops really Ahoy. Good.
I know of that podcast. Check out Scoops Ahoy, the podcast. Speaking of Scoops Ahoy, is that, what a segue. first of all. Thank you, Kennedy. Okay, that's way cooler, painting to customize your Funkos. I wish I had Funkos. All I have is a green screen behind me because I don't have any shelves to hang up Funkos on. But if I did, I'd have Stranger Things, but I'd have a ton of Superman ones too. I mean, come on. But that's really cool that you actually paint them. So they're not just modified. They're truly custom, like one of a kind. That would be kind of a cool thing if you could take a Funko, customize it, like paint it one of a kind and like list them on Etsy or something. I'm not trying to make a business for you or anything. I just thought that is a cool thing. And I bet you there'd be people out there who would love those things. So thank you again, Kennedy. And thank you, Alan, for your voicemails. Really appreciate it. If you want to be played on the show, let's be honest, it's very rare that I won't play a voicemail that is sent to me. Go to strangerdangerpodcast.com. You'll see a link there for the hotline. Click it. You don't need to. There's no phone number to call. There's no app to download. You can click it. Use your phone, your microphone on your telephone, your cellular telephone, and you can send a voicemail in. And when eventually I play it, I have a new episode. You know, there's a real 99.9% chance you will be played and featured on the show. So one other thing I wanted to mention before I finally crack this open, because I'm staring at this ice cream. I talked about the Tales from Hawkins. Well, when I bought a couple, I have three out of the four, but by the time the fourth comes around, I'll own that too. I waited till they were a little cheaper. I was in there and it said, you may also want to buy this. And I said, what? And I'm trying to think, did I know this already or am I crazy? But there are comic books out there called Stranger Things meets the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Well, I mean, come on. I can't ignore that. So I bought a couple of those too. So get ready for Tales of Hawkins. Get ready for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles meets Stranger Things. Get ready for probably shorter episodes, but more of them with the Stranger Danger Book Club. But this isn't the book club. This isn't the regular season. This isn't Stranger Danger Forever. This isn't the people of Stranger Things that I keep talking about, but I haven't done anything yet. This is the Scoops Ahoy Taste Test.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I'm not waiting any longer. Scoops Ahoy Cinnamon Bun Bites. Okay, let's read a little bit about this. Cinnamon ice cream. Yep. A cinnamon cream cheese swirl. Are you kidding me? And cinnamon roll dough. Netflix Scoops Ahoy Ice Cream Parlor. I don't know if you can see that right there. What else I got on here? Ahoy! Set sail on a sea of flavor with these cool, delicious treats. Inspired by Star Court Mall's very own ice cream parlor, Scoops Ahoy! I'm not waiting any longer. I'm not going to eat it all. I'm just going to have a little. I softened it a little bit. So what do we got? We got a little Scoops Ahoy bandana. We got the ice cream. Nothing much else special about this, except it just has the Scoops Ahoy kind of branding. And then on the top, it says, Ahoy! We peel the plastic. I waited. And it looks fairly plain. Looks fairly vanilla. I got a little... I went for a smaller spoon. I don't like the big spoons that you'd have with soup. With cereal and with ice cream. Okay, let's get in there. I like smaller spoons. Now, I'm going to go... I see some swirls, huh? I see some cinnamon cookie dough. Oh my God. I'm going to pass out just smelling this. Here we go. Flavor. How gross is it watching someone eat ice cream on camera? Oh my God. Oh my God. So the ice cream is cinnamon. Awesome. The cookie dough is cinnamon. Awesome. And apparently there's swirls. I don't quite see the swirls, but I don't care. So it's basically cinnamon bun bites with B-Y-T-E-S. I guess going on the Russian computers underneath the mall, it's a cinnamon cookie dough ice cream. That's what I get out of it. It's the happiest I've been in all day, let's be honest. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was happy to walk my dog. I was happy to see my wife come home from work. And now this. This is the ultimate. All right, that's it. I'm not going crazy. I'll let my wife have some. And I'm going to save this. Going to savor this. Delicioso, as they say in, I want to say Italy. I don't know. Yeah, I give this 1,000 scoops. I don't even know how to judge it, except I'm in love, and I love it. This is my favorite Stranger Things Scoops Ahoy flavor so far because it's the only one I've tried. Obviously, going forward, I'm going to compare them to the other ones and see what we think. But so far, so good. This was excellent. So that's really it. I'm going to have a couple more spoonfuls as I head out, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Again, you can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Threads, and on mastodon.social at Geek Mentality. The show is on Instagram, Threads, at Stranger Danger Pod, and TikTok. I haven't done that TikTok in a while, at Stranger Danger Pod. Maybe I should put a short version of this on TikTok. And we're also on Twitter. I still call it Twitter. I don't call it X. Stranger D Pod. And I'm not on Blue Sky yet. I'm trying to get to Blue Sky, but I don't have an invite. If you have an invite out there, you can send it my way at Geek Mentality. But that's it. I'm done. You can find everything that the podcast is at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. This will be on the Fans Not Experts YouTube channel, and the podcast will be out as soon as possible. Thank you again so much for all your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Kennedy and Alan, for your voicemails, and thank you, Stranger Things and Netflix and Walmart for putting out a delicious ice cream. Until next time, stay stranger, everybody.
Fans Not Experts.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.